I stand in confusion, staring at the flyer so brazenly posted all the way across our student union bulletin board. It's not the sheer amount of them that catches my eye, nor the enticing announcement of free beer and food. It's the occasion. Who has a pre-full moon party? I ask my friend Jordan, who stands beside me. Pre-full moon? Who gives a fuck about the moon in the first place? Jordan counters. I'm so thankful to have her here with me. Leaving for college is both difficult and exciting, but the fact that my best friend happened to get into the same school as me has been so helpful. Being a freshman at the start of a brand new year is nice to have someone you trust when navigating what is what. It also made my parents feel a lot better knowing that I'd have someone to look out for me. It's not that they're overbearing or anything, but our school has had a strange and somewhat morbid history. Most notably is a particular incident in the early 70s that never quite washed away from the public consciousness. Unsolved mass murders have a way of staying lodged in the back of people's minds. Oh shit, Jordan says, suddenly realizing something. This is at Theta Kappa Lupus frat. We have to go. Theta Kappa Lupus? I ask curiously. I don't think that's a real frat. Lupus isn't even a Greek letter. Jordan rolls her eyes at me. Oh my god, Wit, don't overthink things so much. We're thousands of miles from home with no rules and the whole world at our fingertips. Loosen up and have some fun for once. I sigh loudly. Okay, fine. So what's so great about these guys? Suddenly, as if called by magic, the doors to the student union burst open and a group of devilishly handsome young men filter in. They're chatting loudly, shattering the calmness of the room and somehow completely unaware of how much they've changed its presence. Every girl in the place turns their head as the guys stroll by. That's why, Jordan tells me. One of the men looks over at us, and I instantly make eye contact. He stops for a moment and then says something to his friends, who continued walking as he runs over to greet us. Hey, girls, the guy says with a warm smile. He's very fit, with dark features and a strong chin, yet somehow charmingly boyish. Are you thinking about coming to the party? Isn't it kind of weird to have a pre-full moon party? I ask. I barely get the words out before Jordan elbows me in the ribs, cutting me off. We're definitely coming, she tells him. The guy laughs and shakes his head. No, you're right. It's pretty weird. He reaches up and tears off one of the many flyers from the bulletin board, looking at it as if for the first time. He scans it quickly, chuckling to himself and then looking up at us. Anybody can come to the pre-full moon party, but the full moon party is invite only. That makes sense, Jordan tells him, nodding with a big weird smile plastered across her face. She's clearly smitten. So how do we get invited to the full moon party? Come to the first one, he says, handing her the flyer. What was your name? Jordan, she tells him. And I'm Whitney, I tell him, shaking his hand. He pauses for a moment before letting go, looking deep into my eyes as a grin creeps across his face. I'm Rusty. He holds on to my hand even longer still, while Jordan looks on in complete dismay. You're very beautiful, Rusty tells me. I look away blushing. Oh, thank you. Rusty finally lets go and begins to stroll away. Nice to meet you both. See you at the party. Jordan and me exchange glances. He's really cute. I think he likes you, Jordan tells me. I shrug. I guess we'll find out.